Okay, here we are. It is a nice cloudy Monday afternoon. Good day to do a podcast. So all those of you who have endured this far, I guess maybe you want to hear some more of the bullshit I have to hand to you. But if not, listen or don't listen. As I said before, you have a choice. And just remember, this is only my opinion, opinion of nobody else. I don't know a lot of things about a lot of things, but I sure have a lot of opinions about a lot of things. So I'm going to pass a few of them on to you. Just to start with, though, again, please don't be offended if you hear something. And remember that I don't have all the facts. And a lot of this just comes off the top of my head. So if you're wondering what kind of BS I'm going to hand you today, well, we're going to sit down, I'm already sitting, but I'm going to talk about this new phenomenon of, I don't know what it is, it's the craziest damn thing I ever heard of, but we're going to talk about Bitcoins and I think the other thing's called an NFT. Now, again, damned, I don't know how stupid people are, but it seems to be that they're getting stupider and stupider every day. You know, when I was a young guy, we used to have these traveling shows come through our little town, and sometimes it was a wrestling group come through, and sometimes it was a magician, and you pretty well knew, even at a younger age, that it wasn't magic, and the wrestling was a bunch of false crap that... But it was fun to watch, and that's what we did. We watched it, we enjoyed it, but we knew reality, and we knew what was real and what wasn't, and we were pretty good even at that age of figuring it out. But what the hell has happened to these people nowadays? They're a lot older than I was then that can't figure out a scam when they see it coming, and have these get-rich-quick ideas, and what do you know, they jump right into it. In the end, it may take a couple of years, it may take... Anyway, they end up losing a whole bunch of money, and then they start asking maybe the government to help them get it back. Well, up your ass, you don't get it back if you're that stupid and invested that way. Then I guess maybe it was money you didn't need in the first place. Anyway, back to the magicians, you know, they would make things disappear. They would pull a rabbit out of a hat. They would ask somebody in the crowd, hey, give me a quarter and watch and I'll make it disappear. So you would give them a quarter. They would put it in their hand and poof, when they opened their hand, it was gone. Well, where did it go? Well, we knew that it was a trick, but we didn't know where it went. But you know what? At the end of the show, you got your quarter back. And that was a good thing. But you had a lot of entertainment, you got your quarter back, and everybody was happy. But now, oh man, the magicians are getting a lot bigger and a lot smarter. And I don't know where it's going to end. But so now we got this Bitcoin thing going. And I think the other day I read a Bitcoin is worth something like $66,000. $66,000 for something you can't even see. What the hell is wrong with people that they don't see through all this stuff? But again, what do I know about it? I'm just a dumb old farm boy, and common sense is usually what we use, but it seems to be missing nowadays. So for $66,000, you heard that, $66,000, you can buy a Bitcoin. What is a Bitcoin? Be damned if I know, because you can't see it, you can't feel it, but it's supposed to be really something really important that you'll be able to use down the road to buy things. And again, what do you do with the Bitcoin? You can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't bite into it like you can a gold coin. Well, they tell you that it's, if you buy it and then you put it in your invisible wallet online, it'll be safe forever. So you've got $66,000 sitting in an invisible wallet somewhere in the internet, and you feel really, really rich because you've got all this money sitting in an invisible wallet. But then I have to ask you, where in the hell did your $66,000 go? Who got the $66,000? You don't know, do you? Well, I can pretty well tell you that some smart bastard who is a big, better magician than Houdini has got it stored away in some bank account in Switzerland or in the Bahamas, and he's got it ready to make a down payment or maybe pay out a brand new yacht. And here you are with your invisible money sitting in your invisible wallet. You're thinking you're the luckiest man in the world. You know, somebody should write a country song about that because it would probably make a good one. I was walking through the mall the other day, and just to show you how useless a Bitcoin is, there was a guy that drove by him, and he was, you could tell he was a scammer, but he held a gold ring outside of his window when he stopped beside me, and he said, "You can buy this, I'll give this to you for $200. So I said, "You know, I don't have $200, but I'll give you a Bitcoin for it." And I said, "It's worth $66,000. And he sort of said, "Up your ass, I'm not that stupid." And then he, of course, is a professional scammer. So anyway, he didn't take it, and I didn't have it in the first place. Maybe he knew that. But anyway, we didn't make a deal. I didn't get the ring, and he didn't get the money. So there you go. So as I said before, the Bitcoin is probably the best magical trick that's ever been invented. Houdini would be the proudest bugger to know that he had taught somebody how to make things like that disappear. $66,000, and there's people who own more than one of them. And then there's another thing going on. I guess that if you're some lazy bastard sitting at home and you got a computer, you don't have to have a shovel anymore. You can go mining for Bitcoin. You can go mining for Bitcoin. Now, what the hell is that? You don't need a pick. You don't need a shovel. You don't need a trommel. You don't need a washboard. All you need is your computer, and you can start digging for Bitcoin. Oh, my goodness. Again, I imagine it's taken up by some couple of young lazy bastard, or not just young, stupid bastards that want to sit at home and not work and not do anything, but hey, I can mine for Bitcoins and I'm going to be rich. I probably can get two or three of them over 7 or 8 years, and look at that, I'll have 120 or 130 some thousand dollars, and all I had to do was sit on my computer to get it. Pretty easy money, I guess, eh? I guess if it works, it's a lot easier than what you and I had to do to get our money. We actually had to work for it. But hey, that's a new generation too. They think that they don't have to work that hard to make money. And don't get me wrong, not every young person is like that, but we sure have a hell of a lot of them that want something for nothing. And that's what they're looking for, is something for nothing. So again, there's another facet to this whole thing, is you can now use your Bitcoins to go and buy an NFT, which is supposedly called a non-fungible token, whatever the hell a non-fungible token is. But you can get a non-fungible token with your Bitcoin. I imagine you can pay cash for it too. I have no idea. You'd probably go to your bank and take out a couple of $100,000 and go onto the internet and find somebody who has a non-fungible token that you can buy. And what do you do with your non-fungible token? Well, it says something like they have a wallet for that too, so it must be a big wallet. But I guess you can put your non-fungible token in a wallet. I guess this token can be a very famous painting painted by somebody on the internet. Doesn't have to use paint anymore. He can do it with his digital drawings, and he can put together a painting that is very dear to your heart, and you can buy it, and then you can stick it in your non-fungible wallet, and then you can hold on to it. And I understand if you have one that's very expensive, it you're known to be more prestigious than the rest of the civilization, that you have this collection of NFTs. And again, it baffles my mind, but there's people out there buying them, so I guess there must be something to it. But I think I'll put my money in the bank where probably I can still go and get it, or maybe I'll stick it under the damn mattress in the bed. Whatever the hell it is, I am not going to put it into an NFT. That sounds like the stupidest damn thing I've ever heard in my life. But remember now, this is only my opinion. The opinion of an old man who has lived for a lot of number of years, but I guess, you know, as they say, we don't know everything, and as I say, common sense is just flying out the window day after day. It gets a little worse. You know, maybe I should try to go on the internet and start selling common sense. Holy shit, there might be a whole bunch of people. There's a lot of people that need it. So is there any way to figure out how to sell common sense? If you can sell Bitcoin and if you can sell NFTs, you know, maybe there's a chance that some of us could make a living. You know, us old farts could start selling common sense online. It might be a big deal, you know. I don't know that any of these little farts want to buy it or not, but there's a chance they would because they'll buy other shit. So why wouldn't they buy common sense? Well, maybe that's a far-fetched thing. Common sense, again, isn't something they really want. Anything that's real is not really what they want. It's like watching a television show. We used to watch shows that made a little sense. Now they watch reality shows and they live out their life on the couch watching somebody else run around and live on an island or whatever the hell they do. And I don't know, just again, maybe there's a chance for us to start selling common sense. I'm going to talk to some old buddies about that and see if there's any way. Maybe I've got a young grandson or something who can put together some sort of a program. I could go online and we could all my coffee buddies, we could put together a common sense package that we could sell, and then they could put it in their virtual wallet because they sure as hell aren't going to put it in their mind. They're not capable of doing that. Now, it may seem that I'm hard on young people, and I'm really not. There's a lot of good young people out there, a lot of industrious young people, a lot of people who work their ass off trying to get ahead. And so not everybody's in the same category, but I'm just talking. I mean, you guys who are like this, you know who I'm talking. I'm talking about you. You know who you are if you're listening. But probably you quit listening a couple of podcasts ago because I haven't been that nice to you. I haven't been that nice at all. But until you get some common sense, Hey, I just thought of something. I could be selling you some common sense. You keep watching. You'll probably see it on the internet somewhere. We're going to get into that. It's probably a great deal. So keep your eyes open for a little, you can buy some imaginary common sense. So that'll be a great one. So just keep your eyes open. So when you go to bed at night, you just think about how much money is up there in the cloud, up in that invisible cloud up in the sky. You can dream about it, and hey, you know, maybe if you go to heaven, there might be some of it filtering all the way up there, and you'll be able to spend it when you couldn't spend it down here. I don't know what the hell you'd spend it on in heaven, but maybe there's something up there, because we believe in everything else. We might as well believe in heaven and hell, and We'll just hope when we get there, there's some of that invisible money to spend up there in the cloud. That's enough for today on the Bitcoin. You probably already stopped, but anyway, that's my opinion and my rant for the day. So we'll go on to a song now, and there's a song I'm going to do right now that's sort of it's about an old girlfriend I had years and years ago, and she was a bit crazy, and I guess you could say she was flighty. And I had to get rid of her because she ended up with it isn't common, but she got this sort of, you can't really call it a disease, but she got this affliction anyway, and it was diagnosed that she had a vagabond vagina. Now, you may wonder, what is that? Well, just think about it. And anyway, I had to get rid of her, and we had to part ways. And the song is about how we parted, or how we were together and how we parted. So hang in there, and we'll do this one. Again, it's my own version, my own song. And don't be offended. It's just a song. So catch you later. say the sun's too hot and the light's too bright. No getting it wrong, no getting it right. Say the sun's too hot and the light's too bright. No getting it wrong, no getting it right. Left hand brain says shut it down. Right hand brain says go around. Right or left, left or right, it seems you'll still be here tonight. Life's too short, life's too long. Some days I'm weak, some days I'm strong. Can't shake this fog that's in my head. My dancing shoes are filled with lead. Say the sun's too hot and the light's too bright. No getting it wrong, no getting it right. Say the sun's too hot and the light's too bright. No getting it wrong, no getting it right. My love for you flows up and down. One day the ceiling, next day the ground. These ups and downs are killing me. I need some level company. Our lives together, it's been pretty wild. The world made you a troubled child. Release my soul and set me free. This love we share is killing me. Tonight I have to let you go. Right or wrong, just don't know. Don't have the strength to see this through. You've drained the love I felt for you. You drained the love I felt for you. Say the sun's too hot, light's too bright. No getting it wrong, no getting it right. Say the sun's too hot and the light's too bright. No getting it wrong, no getting it right. No getting it wrong, no getting it right.